بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ سيفا يوم أحد فقال من يأخذ مني هذا فبسطوا أيديهم كل إنسان منهم يقول أنا قال فمن يأخذه بحقه فأحجم القوم فقال أبو دجان رضي الله تعالى عنه أنا آخذه بحقه فأخذه ففلق به هام المشركين رواه مسلم. We are continuing the chapter of going ahead and doing good deeds, hastening towards good deeds and not procrastinating, and encouraging those who are intending to do some good deeds to motivate them to remain firm and focused. In this particular hadith, an incident has been given by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala. He says, on the day of Uhud, when the battle of Uhud was taking place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held a sword in his hand. And then he asked the Sahaba, who will take this sword from me? In other words, he was going to give the sword to any Sahabi who was prepared to use this sword in the battlefield. So every Sahabi desired that he must be given the sword, and each one said, I will take it, I will take it. Imagine being given a sword from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the zeal, the enthusiasm from every Sahabi, but then said, مَن يَأْخُذُهُ بِحَقِّهِ, but who will take the sword and fulfill its right? Who will take the sword and fulfill the responsibility that it bears? It's not just giving any person any sword. Take this sword from me and fulfill the right of it. A particular Sahabi by the name of Abu Dujana, his real name was Simak bin Kharsha radiallahu ta'ala. He was known as Abu Dujana, which was his agdaman. Sahaba knew him as Abu Dujana. So he immediately said, I will do so. The others then hesitated. So he went forward and he was given the sword. It is mentioned he wore tied a red cloth around his head, and he was very, very happy. He received the sword from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala was very surprised that how come this particular Sahabi got this sword. He desired it also, and probably he also showed the keenness to receive the sword. What was so special about Abu Dujana? So he said, I followed him in the battlefield and I watched. And he saw every disbeliever coming when they came to attack the Sahaba, when they came to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw this Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala an, who had taken the sword to fulfill the responsibility of the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I saw Abu Dujana taking the sword and striking the heads of the enemy. In other words, he fought very bravely. He used the sword and fulfilled the sword with its responsibility. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this incident under this chapter because to show the zeal of the Sahaba when he came to doing any good deed, each one of them showed the keenness to take over this responsibility. When he came to doing good deeds, they did not procrastinate. They went forward. And this is what Shariat wants from us in all good deeds. When it comes to Salat, Zakat, Hajj, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking after the widows, the needy, the poor, then we should be the first to go ahead and fulfill these tasks and these duties. The next hadith, عن الزبير بن عدي رضي الله تعالى قال أتينا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى فشكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج فقال اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي زمان إلا والذي بعده شر منه حتى تلقوا ربكم سمعته من نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري. This hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif, and this Sahabi Zubair bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions this hadith and then he says, I heard it from your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, emphasizing that he is not just fabricating any hadith. He heard it directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the hadith? He says that we went to Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala and we complained to him about the trials, the tribulations, the torture, the persecution we receive from Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi, he was a tyrant ruler, and he was responsible of killing many ulama and many pious people. They learned the incident or incidents about Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi, but he was known as a tyrant ruler. So we went to complain that look at what we are going through. This is after the demise of Rasulullah, obviously. It was Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, was a Sahabi who lived for one of the longest lifespan amongst the Sahaba. He lived over 100 years. So he was still living. Sahaba went to him. They complained that we are being persecuted, we are being harmed. So he said, Isbiru, make sabr. Why? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْتِي زَمَانٌ, because no time will come, no era will come, إِلَّا except وَالَّذِي بَعْدَهُ شَرٌّ مِّنْهُ, except that the time that's going to come after that is going to be more harder, more evil, more difficult, there'll be more trials and more tribulations than what you are going through now, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي, the best of times was the time in which Rasulullah came into this world and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. The next best time was the time of Tabi'een, then Tab'u Tabi'een. But as we move away from the time of Rasulullah and as we go more closer to Qiyamah, the levels of calamities will increase. The levels of trials and tribulations will increase. There will be killings, and we see exactly what's happening today. The number of Muslims being killed, persecuted. Yes, there will be times of peace and security, aman and aman. We will have those times also. But in general, we will find there will be much trials and tribulations as we move away from the time of Rasulullah ﷺ till, or as we're moving closer to Qiyamah, حَتَّى تَلْقَوْ رَبَّكُمْ, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ is showing us what? That each time is going to be more and more difficult. Hence, a person should utilize his time correctly and hasten in doing good deeds. If he's going to procrastinate, then each time is going to be more difficult for him to practice on his deen, and he will not be given that advantage and opportunity to do good deeds then. Whilst you have that peace, whilst you have that life, whilst you have that health, you have lesser difficulties, then you should persevere, go ahead, and do whatever good deeds you can do, and accumulate the sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest the time comes when there will be hardly any ulama and scholars. And when that time will come, then people will take any person as the leader, and those people will mislead others, they themselves will be misled. It will be so difficult to practice on deen, like holding a brand of coal in one's hand, from one hand, puts into another hand, the person is restless, he's anxious, he's going through difficulties. Like that will be the time to be steadfast on deen then. So may Allah ta'ala protect us, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat, that before ignorance becomes rife, and before so much of fitan and fasad become more rife, then we have the time, we have the energy, we should try and increase our a'mal as-saliha, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a full reward, and Allah will protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika.